to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, Sal Licata from WFAN, friend of both myself and Mark Maluz, is going to join us. Sal is a great baseball mind. Excited to talk some Major League Baseball with Sal. And for the people that don't know about Sal in our audience, I think you're really going to like it because he's great. Power Hour, hour number three, all our takes on the NBA and Major League Baseball, the games for tonight. Moose, we've got some breaking news as it involves the New York Yankees. I don't know if you have it up in front of you, if you want to share this with our audience.
Yeah, so Phil Nevin, third base coach for the Yankees, tested positive for COVID-19. He is vaccinated. He is being quarantined. So Phil Nevin for the Yankees tested positive. There was a report by John Heyman that up to five Yankee coaches tested positive. That he's retracted that. That is not true. So Nevin tested positive. Four other coaches are being tested because of contact tracing.
And they're asymptomatic, including Nevin, correct?
Correct. Everyone's asymptomatic. Right. Phil Nevin, who tested positive, is asymptomatic. Aaron Boone did say pregame a short while ago, I guess via interview, Joel Sherman reported that Aaron Boone did say the game tonight between the Yankees and Rays will be played. So Yankees-Rays tonight will be played. Nevin, their third base coach, tested positive. He's away from the team. They're doing contact tracing. Four other coaches on the Yankee staff are being tested right now. We don't know the results of those tests.
I think the good news is, and I'm pretty sure I saw John Heyman, Odyssey Sports, Major League Baseball insider, that all the coaches are vaccinated. So I guess, like, look, you can still kind of like get COVID, I guess. I don't know. I don't want to make like a stupid statement. So I don't know what I'm talking about here, but I thought like, I don't know if you can really spread it. I guess you can, right? I
mean, no, you can. Well, you're right. The point is the regardless of vaccination you get, right? Whatever one you choose, you can still carry it. You can still transmit it. So that's all that it just will not affect you, right? You will not obviously be hospitalized, go to the hospital. So the effects of COVID-19 will not be all that great once you receive the vaccination, but you can still contract the virus.
So I guess the point is that like, and forgive me for it, like I'm kind of like talking this out of my own head on the air, but once like everyone's vaccinated, like it doesn't even like make a difference, right? Because you have the vaccine. It's just going to be like.
Correct. Right. That's why they're hoping to get to that. You know, you've heard President Biden talk about by July 4th, hoping to get to 70% of the population. We're not there yet. Hopefully by early July, we are there. That's where they talk about herd immunity, everything that you've heard in the news. But yeah, so Nevin, asymptomatic. He has been vaccinated. The Yankee coaches have all been vaccinated that are going through contact tracing right now, but he did contract COVID-19.
All right, so we got the Yankees and the Rays. That game is on tonight, Mark Maluces. Let's talk about the Yankees here for a second and like not to turn the attention away from that, but like thankfully everyone's vaccinated, so I don't think we need to worry about anyone's health right now, but obviously we want everyone to be healthy. As far as baseball is concerned, the Yankees going to get Luke Voit back in the lineup tonight. Driving around in Luke Voit's car, last year's home run champion. Yankees first baseman to this point in the season hitting a robust 153. So I guess having Mr. Voit back in the lineup will be good news for the Yankees, Moose. You cover the Yankees closer than just about anybody here. What does Luke Voit coming back bring to the Yankees here? And my guess is it only strengthens kind of your take yesterday that the Yankees at minus 112 at our show sponsor Bet Rivers to win the American League East. A great bet.
Yeah, I think it's a great bet. Now, every time the Yankees take on the Rays, last 21 times they've taken on Tampa, the Rays have won 16 of those games. So think about that, dating back to last year. The playoffs are included. The Rays this year are 5-1 against the Yankees. But specifically, Nick, when you ask, I mean, Luke Voit's been great. I mean, he really has. Was a find by the Yankees. They loved him as a potential prospect, a hitting prospect. They acquired him from the St. Louis Cardinals. He was kind of on the trash heap. Comes here to New York and not handed anything. Battled it out with Greg Bird at the time to be the starting first baseman.
Remember Greg Bird?
Remember him, the Arizona Fall League MVP.
Brian, you know what Sexton, I remember? That moron running like the slowest around the bases of all time in the ALCS against the Astros in 2017.
Yes.
Get going, Greg Bird.
That Greg Bird. But, I mean, he's going to be he's a welcome addition. He was raking down the minor leagues. I think he was hitting like 386 or 400 down the minor leagues. I understand it's minor league baseball, and he's a pro hitter. You mentioned he led the team and led the league in homers last year, showed you great leadership. I think it's a welcomed addition. He's not a great defensive player, but it's a Yankee team that even with Giancarlo Stanton, Nick, hitting over 400 last 15 games, remember, he was hitting .198 first 15 games of the season, the Yankee offense is yet to really still get on track. So Voit's back. He's in the middle part of that lineup tonight. Gary Sanchez is also starting behind home plate. That's always a debate in New York, whether it's Sanchez or Kyle Higashioka, Jordan Montgomery on the mound. I think Voit getting his bat and his leadership in that clubhouse day in and day out, I think it's going to help.
We'll talk about the Yankees and the Rays and pick that game coming up along with the rest of the slate tonight in Major League Baseball and the NBA. Next hour, Power Hour, here on You Better You Bet, BetQL Audio Network. Nick Costos, Mark Melusis from The Fan in New York, in for Ken Barkley, talking some of the big storylines in Major League Baseball. Moose, we did not talk about the Los Angeles Dodgers yesterday, but I think most people know one of the omnipresent stories, not just in baseball, but in sports right now, are the struggles of the reigning defending World Series champions. They've lost 15 of 20, sitting right now just a game over 500, have lost five consecutive series. And Trevor Bauer, their big free agent acquisition this summer, former Cy Young Award winner, Bauer saying after Sunday's loss, quote, "I'm pissed. I hate losing. We're not going to roll out the balls and bats and just win baseball games and the World Series this year." Dodgers three back of the Giants for first place in the NL West. Bauer's been outstanding this season, and he's doing his part here for the Dodgers. Despite all this, of course, they're still minus 400 to win the division, plus 160 to win the NL pennant. How do you feel right now about the Dodgers, who are clearly scuffling and maybe going to turn it on at a moment's notice, or maybe not?
Yeah, maybe not. I mean, I still think they're going to find it, Nick, but do I think they're going to be this locomotive that we expect them to be after they acquired and signed Bauer in the offseason? No, probably not. I mean, their depth has been tested. They're dealing with some injuries. You mentioned they've lost five consecutive series. What are they, 5-15 in their last 20? I mean, you look at the start of the year, the Dodgers started the season like an absolute locomotive, and people were like, oh, when are they exactly the Dodgers
13-2.
When are the Dodgers going to lose? And now you look at it, it's the complete opposite. Now it's
every night is the answer, apparently.
Right. When are they? Right. Exactly. Now it's a case of, well, when are the Dodgers going to start to get back to their winning ways? When do you start to get nervous that, you know, I would never bet that, even though I do think they're going to turn around, I'm not a Giants believer. I would never bet the Dodgers at minus 400 to win that division. I mean, I think the Padres offer a little bit more value, and I don't think San Francisco is going to hold on, but you're getting to a point, and I can understand the frustration because Bauer went back home. It was between the Mets and the Dodgers. You and I both talked about the Mets. We kind of like them to win that National League East, right? Their pitching has been very good, even with DeGrom going on the IL. You know, he hops on the championship train, and now the wheels have come off for the Dodgers early on in the season. Now, we've seen other teams rally back, right? The Washington Nationals, the year they won the World Series. I mean, at one point in time, they were 11, 12 games under the 500 mark.
And They wanted to fire Davey Martinez, right?
I mean, that was the story down in Washington. They end up winning a World Series, so I don't think it's right now you'd be too smart to say, oh, the Dodgers are toast. But, I mean, they've got to start winning some baseball games here. And I can understand the frustration by Trevor Bauer because you hopped on a team that he said, well, they just can't lose. This is going to be an unbelievable regular season as I'm making $40-plus million in 2021. And now you're looking at a team that right now can't get the hell out of its own way.
Plus 325 to win the World Series. No, you wouldn't lay minus 400 to win the NL West. Maybe
I'd take him at plus 325.
Well, it's a wild price, right, for the Dodgers. Plus 325 on our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. The next team is the Yankees at plus 700. And I think, you know, I don't think it's an opinion, Moose. That's kind of just like, just for me and you. I feel like a lot of people think the same way here. The Dodgers are going to get it going here. Like, there's too much talent. Like, the pitching staff is too good, even with Dustin May out, with the Tommy John here. Like, They are still the best team. And I think at plus 325, it's a decent play, right? Like, the odds aren't tremendous, but it's the Dodgers we're talking about here. They are going to get it turned around at some point. Maybe not tonight. Actually, maybe I like the Mariners a little bit tonight in their game against the Dodgers, but
well,
I do think they'll get it turned around.
You know, Nick, I was just thinking that they're in the same city. I'm going to give you a cross-sport reference, right? Which team do you have more confidence in going on the run, the Dodgers or the Lakers?
I guess the Lakers, but the Lakers would be my answer. But I have extreme confidence in both.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, my answer would probably be the Los Angeles Dodgers, even though I have confidence in both and extreme confidence in both. I know you say, well, it's kind of like a little bit of a crazy example. Well, you're looking at championship pedigree, right? And both teams are kind of down, right? I know the Lakers, it's toward the tail end of the regular season. We're still here almost to the middle part of the month of May when you look at the Los Angeles Dodgers. But the signs are is when all put together and it's a long season, I still think the Dodgers, with the addition of Bauer, with Buehler, with that staff, with the way that they work pitchers, I wouldn't bet them at minus 400. But if you're asking me right now, I would take the Dodgers to win the World Series at plus 325. I still think even with the May injury that they're the most well-rounded team with the least amount of questions about them when you look across the baseball landscape. I'm not telling you that definitely they're going to win the World Series, but I have less reservations about them than any other team in baseball, even with them playing as badly as they do right now. And then we got into the conversation yesterday on You Better You Bet about the Lakers. You know, you and I are both very bullish on the Lakers getting through that Western Conference, even if they're part of the play-in tournament. And the team opposite, say, whether it be the Jazz or the Suns, those are two teams that you would clearly fade if the Lakers are facing either of those two teams in the first round.
There's no doubt about it. I'd also take Frank Vogel as Dodgers manager over Dave Roberts.
So would I. Dave Roberts has cost them at least two World Series.
I mean, I can't believe like he won one. So now that's always going to be the argument. Well, Dave Roberts won a World Series. It's like, well, great. He's terrible. Like I could have probably managed the Dodgers to a World Series championship with that team, probably more than one, honestly, with how good that team has been over the years. You better, you bet, BetQL Audio Network. Kostas Malousis in for Ken Barkley. Going through some of the big Major League Baseball storylines right now. Curious your take, Moose, on the National League Central here, where Ken Barkley and I both love the Milwaukee Brewers before the season. I think it was probably about 2 weeks ago where we revisited the Milwaukee Brewers and the team that we really liked still at that point in the National League Central. Now, obviously, Corbin Burnes is dealing with an injury right now, and the St. Louis Cardinals are playing outstanding baseball. The Cardinals' record is now up to 21-14, two-game lead right now over the Brewers in the NL Central. The beginning of series, obviously, against the Brew Crew tonight. Cardinals 8-2 in their last 10. Paul Goldschmidt hasn't even started hitting yet, hitting .246. Nolan Arenado's been good thus far in year one in St. Louis. The rotation's been excellent. Maybe they'll be able to keep it up. Maybe they won't. St. Louis is the favorite, plus 110 in the NL Central. Milwaukee right behind them at plus 120. What's your take on those two teams right now atop the Central and the St. Louis Cardinals?
Yeah, you know what, Nick? I didn't really like the Cardinals coming into the year. And they're starting to change my mind a little bit. And you mentioned about Goldschmidt. I think eventually he's going to start getting it going. Nolan Arenado, their big acquisition during the course of the offseason. The rotation has really surprised me a bit about how good they have been. And the Cardinals seem to find ways to squeeze victories and find ways to win games here. And they're off. They're seven games over through the first 35 games. I think it's the Cardinals or the Brewers. I think those are obviously the two teams in the NL Central. I wouldn't go any other way, but I think what St. Louis is doing here, I think it's going to translate, and I do think it's real. So I wouldn't say that this is like I look at Boston, the American League East. I think that's a fade. Like I don't trust the Boston Red Sox. What the Cardinals are doing, though, I do believe in the stars that they have on their team, the way their offensive approach, and if their staff can hold up, I think the St. Louis Cardinals are going to end up winning the NL Central.
I'm still going to roll with my guys, the Milwaukee Brewers. But it's tough to feel as confident now, obviously, with Yelich dealing with his injuries. Burnes, obviously, is hurt. And I do think the Cardinals are going to come back down to earth a little bit. Like John Gant's ERA is 2.15. That's obviously not going to continue. Maybe Adam Wainwright's going to keep turning back the clock, and he's going to continue to be fantastic. Waino's pitched very well. Jack Flaherty is really good. So I guess maybe he'll be able to keep it up here, or maybe he won't, but I'm maybe still holding out hope here for the Brewers.
And what's your confidence level with the Brewers right now?
It's not as high as it was.
No, I understand.
But I'm on record saying I love the Mets too. I'm a Yankees fan. I don't love the Mets. I hope they lose, but like, I have to be honest here. I think the Mets are really good. I think if the Brewers are healthy, and you got the 1-2, obviously, at the top of the rotation with Woodruff and Burnes, and Yelich comes back, and he's himself. I think the Brewers are probably the biggest threat to the Dodgers to come out of the National League, given what they're able to hit you with. And a short series with those guys and that bullpen and that manager, I'm still bullish on Milwaukee long-term.
No, I can understand that. Now, there's a difference between a series. I think you make a good argument for a short series why you'd like Milwaukee against Los Angeles now. Are they built for the long haul as compared to the St. Louis Cardinals and winning the NL Central?
Fascinating to talk about that. Fascinating to get into that game and more tonight in the Power Hour. But coming up next, We'll do more Major League Baseball. Sal Licata from WFAN in New York will make his You Better You Bet debut. We'll ask him about the Yankees. We'll ask him about the Mets and the rest of the slate tonight on the Diamond. So don't go anywhere. Sal Licata from WFAN coming up next. You Better You Bet, Costas and Melusis.